Welcome. You're listening to a members-only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation, your trusted ministry partner for planned giving. And here's your host, Kurt Knoll, Director of Member Relations.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us. My name is Kurt Knoll, the Director of Member Relations here at Barnabas Foundation. And joining me today is my colleague, Maya Graham. Relatively new to the organization, came on board here about 5 months ago as a member relations associate. And we're going to talk to you today about a new program that we're launching. We've been piloting it since last fall, and now we're at a point in our program that we can launch it to our broader membership. And it's our supporter survey and follow-up program. And so today's broadcast will be a little different than our previous ones, where we're essentially just going to be focusing in on what this offering is all about, how it works, and how it may benefit you and your donor base. As we do in the past, if you have questions throughout the broadcast, feel free to type them into the Q&A portion there at the bottom of the screen. They'll pop up on our screen and we'll address those as we're able to. And just a reminder too, that this session is being recorded. So if there's something that you hear today that you would like to share with colleagues at your office, you'll be able to find a copy of this recording in the Barnabas Foundation Member Center website here in the next couple of days after our edits are finished and we post it up there. But today we're going to jump right into the topic of our supporter survey and follow-up program. And this has been something that we have been in development now for the last couple of years, to be quite honest with you. Number of you have used other organizations to do surveys of your donors, focusing on planned giving opportunities with them. And we followed along with what you were doing and learned from your experiences. And then when Jim Bakke arrived as our executive director here in 2015, he brought with him his experience of doing surveys as a means by which to find planned giving opportunities and existing planned giving gifts within the donor base at World Vision. And so as we learned and studied from these different organizations, we said, why not create a Barnabas version of this very program? And that's what we have for you to share with you today. Our component, there's really two major components to this. The one part is the survey itself, and we're going to talk a little bit about the survey in just a minute. The other part of it is really what to do with the respondents afterwards. And that's where we found, as we studied different programs, that's where we found some of them to be lacking, in that you can generate hundreds of leads and hundreds of responses, but does your team have the immediate capabilities and time to devote to really qualifying through what these leads and determining which ones you should really be focusing on first? And so that's what we've added to our program itself. And it's designed around a voice-to-voice campaign. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in just a second as well. And so we're going to dive right in to start right off with and just talk about the survey itself. And Maya, why don't you share, you know, kind of what we've put together in terms of what is a survey? What does it look like? And what are we doing with it?
Yeah. So the survey is about 17 questions. It starts with an opportunity for your donors to connect with you and kind of give some feedback on the things that draw them to the work that you're doing. So whether that is specific to the mission that you provide that maybe they haven't been able to find in the community elsewhere, or if it's something that's just broader about the heart behind what you do. So it gives an opportunity for you to get some feedback, some valuable feedback from your donors in regards to their connection and relationship with you. It also presents an opportunity and information regarding planned giving to kind of get a feel of if someone has already given a gift and they can notify through the survey of that, or an opportunity to say, this is something I'm interested in and I'd like to learn more. This is a both a paper and a digital copy option. So we have the paper survey that is mailed out to each individual, as well as a digital copy that can be either emailed, or there's an opportunity on the paper copy. If maybe they didn't have an email or they didn't see that for some reason, they can scan that QR code at the top of the paper survey and be able to complete that online as well. So whichever way you best communicate with your donor and they communicate with you, they have the opportunity to provide that feedback.
Excellent. That was one of the big things that we learned, is we saw service providers out there doing mail only or digital only. Yeah. And we wanted to bring the two together and said, well, let's find a platform and a way in which to do this. And the software that we've licensed to do this allows for both. And what we found so far is when we've dropped some of these campaigns, that email goes out announcing the survey and that it's been mailed, and here's a link to immediately answer the survey. And that day we get flooded with responses, which has been fantastic. The front part of the survey, as you mentioned, is really kind of geared towards that donor relationship with you. It has nothing to do with giving itself. How are they attached to the organization? Who was influential in their life? That's what we really kind of consider to be the customizable section, where we tailor this survey to be for the organization, right?
Yeah. So the language and branding throughout the survey is going to be specific to your organization. So your logo will be at the top, and then the opportunity for where we would be speaking to the mission, you have the opportunity to customize the mission of your organization. So your ministry is featured throughout to be able to ensure that that is the feedback that you're getting, that it is very specific and tailored to the mission that you have and the vision that you have for your organization.
So the branding on it is throughout, it is the organization. Mm-hmm. And only at the very back page on the bottom, it mentions the fact that the survey was produced in their partnership with us. So we want this to have your look and feel, even though we're executing it on your behalf, we're doing the mailing, we're collecting everything back, doing the tabulation, the results and so forth. It's still your data, your donors, your contacts. And we want it to make it sure it feels like it's coming from you. So we mail the survey, we get a bunch of responses back. We will do the work and the legwork of tabulating all that stuff, scanning it all in, translating text. And we do provide some free form boxes on this, on the survey, so that they can write in comments, they can share ways in which they can be prayed for, ways in which they can be served better, and so on and so forth. So we gather all that data, but then we look at the responses. Mm-hmm. And there are some of those on the two planned giving questions really that are either expressing that they have already included, or what we call notifications, they've already created a planned gift through their will, through the beneficiary of some device. Or on the other question, they've expressed an interest in doing so, whether that be end of life giving through gifts and a will and so forth, or perhaps it's asset-based giving. And that's something else we've incorporated in this. This is not just a survey about giving in your will. We're also looking for current potential opportunities for people to make asset-based gifts. Those two questions, if they get answered, we're hoping we're going to get an affirmative response. And so far, we've been super pleased with the results and the percentages of people who have been answering in this way. But those are what kind of go to the next step, the voice-to-voice side of things. And that's the piece that we see as being an initial value add that we're able to bring to the table, is how do we now take those people that expressed interest or expressed that they already have an intention to do so, and either thank them or move them into the next phase of that cycle? How do we get them to move along the process, or where are they really at in their process? And you know, that's what the voice to voice campaign is all about, right?
Yeah. So that is when, as those surveys come in, so it, we do it in real time. The vision is for that to be a timely response, so that when someone submits a survey that states that they have either given previously or are looking to give in the next 6 months, there's an opportunity for our call team here, our voice-to-voice program, to reach out to them and have that conversation with them. It is a partially scripted conversation that you would then be able to, again, make sure that your language is in there, that while it's a Barnabas employee that is calling, we are truly calling with the voice and on behalf of your organization. So being able to get that conversation going and start that, and have the opportunity to see where that can go. So we'll be able to thank and confirm the gifts that have been mentioned in one of those questions, as well as see where the lead is when it comes to the question of in the next 6 months. So it's the opportunity of saying, is this something that someone wants to go to a planning conversation and have that started right away, or if they'd like more information to maybe learn as they go down the road. So there's opportunity for growth on either side of that, but it's, as Kurt mentioned, it's the opportunity to say, we've gotten all of these surveys back. Now, what do we do with that? And the call team kind of navigates that voice to voice conversation to make sure that it's authentic and it's in your voice.
Great. Thank you, Maya, for that summary. And that's the ultimate goal. We're trying to put someone on the phone, take that legwork off for you. So if we send out 1,000 surveys, we've seen 250 to 300 responses on the ones we've done so far. And then we have 60, 70 leads. Well, are you in your daily job of kind of doing everything else that you're doing at XYZ organization prepared to add on another 50, 60, 70 contacts? Or can we screen through that for you? And that's the goal of the call team. For those that are getting that notification where you're included in our will already, it's thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you on your behalf. And someone will be contacting you soon about the Legacy Society treatment. For those others, it's a matter of how do we move them along in that process? Where are they? Are they ready to do something now? Or is it something they want some information on so they can think about for a while? And so as we think about those protocols, that's what we're ultimately driving for, is to divide the respondents really into three classifications. One, you have your notifiers. Thank them and let them know that someone will be in contact with them about the Legacy Society treatment that you have as your organization. And we send that information back to you and say, hey, these are the people who told us you're in their plan. The next phase then, or the next piece, is those interested parties. And again, we're there trying to gauge and move folks along, fulfill any information requests that they may have related to a particular way to give, or if they're really ready to move now, they always have the option to meet with one of our planners to do their planning work. And so this can be a nice segue to take someone who indicates an interest. We get a conversation going with them on a couple of questions. They really get hooked in and they're ready to move on to the next phase and meet with a planner. And then we can do that work that we've been doing for years and years and years as an organization, helping people plan through that. And then ultimately there are those general respondents. And these are the folks that just, they answer the survey, but they don't indicate any level of interest, or perhaps they don't answer questions 8 and 10, as we call them. There's no indication of anything other than just kind of continuing their gift process now. So that would, they would receive just kind of a closing at the survey, a thank you letter from your organization that we would help mail on your behalf, with just a general brochure on plan giving and an invitation for them to contact you in the future if they have further interest. And as we've been talking, a couple of questions have popped in. And so, Glenn, I see your comment here about the survey in the member center. Correct. This is something brand new. We did do a brief pilot last year on this that some members were invited to, but this is something that's brand new and not fully in the member center just yet. And really is something that if you're interested as an organization, we need to be working with you, and Maya and myself will be working with you on figuring out the right donors to mail to, the timing of when you should be mailing, the capacity that we have as an organization, and so forth. So I would invite any of you that are hearing about this today, that are interested in doing this, to get in contact with me, and we'll share some more information about that in just a few minutes. If you have the capacity to do the call and follow up, can we do that instead of the call team? Absolutely. We can talk to you about customizing that to fit your particular needs. And so far, we've had organizations large and small work with us on this. And even those with some really substantial call programs, they've said, you know what, this would be a smaller distraction because of the quantity we're mailing. Barnabas, just go ahead and handle it. But if you have a particular, you know, capabilities in-house, volunteers perhaps, or whatever, we would absolutely want to work with you on that and talk to you about the scripting. And the scripting that we're using and make that work for you. So it can be flexible in that way. A big thing is, and we realize you're trusting us with your biggest asset, your donor base. You're sharing their information with us. We're mailing to them. We're gathering this data back, and now we're on the phone with them. You want to know what's going on. So Maya, what can they expect from us in terms of reporting and how we share this information back with them?
Yeah, so there are kind of two facets to reporting. The first being a weekly check-in. So that can look like a specific draw from our program saying these are those that have answered and this is how they've answered. Those are things that if you see prayer requests or you see subscription updates, if that's something that your ministry offers, those are some things that we would encourage you to address as soon as possible. So each week we work to get those reports to you so that you know what has come in that week. And then we also work on the back end to make sure that all of the data that we collect is presented to you in a way that is functional for your organization. So we work to make sure that every part of what this survey program is truly beneficial to your organization. So all of the qualitative data that is the feedback, we make sure that that's typed up and ready for you to search through for those specific needs. And the data that comes in for the planned giving questions, as it goes to the call team, we report that out to you as well. So if someone does want to connect with the planner, you are looped in on that conversation to let you know that this donor has gone to a planner so that you can then steward that relationship moving forward, as well as we email or mail out those notifications or the plan giving information. If someone wants more information on a plan giving topic, we make sure that you are aware that we have sent that information to them as well. And that's an opportunity for you to say, to this donor that you know that they have an interest in giving in their will or giving within their estate, but maybe they aren't in the opportunity or in the position to have that conversation right away. You are aware that that is something that they're interested in moving forward.
So we treat this, while we're acting as a third party organization that's kind of managing this program for you, in the end, all of this information and data is yours. At the very end of the program, you're going to get a full dump of every response and how they answered every question, notes on the calls, the disposition of what we did with it. Yep. You're going to get some interim reporting on stuff that's going on, but at the end, you get everything back. We don't merge the data from your the information you give us regarding your donors into our mainline CRM program. It is held separately and outside of our internal systems. And so it's never going to get confused with our information, not commingled and anything like that. So it's treated independently and it's shared independently or treated independently and not shared within the organization outside of those that need to know and are involved in the call. So I see the question that came in about the call team. And whether or not you can be involved in the voice-to-voice calls. And that's really hard to do because we don't know exactly when we will get in contact with an individual. What I will tell you is, in advance of mailing this, doing the surveys program itself, there's multiple steps that have to be done. One, we have to work with you on customizing the survey itself to make it look and feel like you and branded to you, to make sure we have the other necessary collateral material in place, that if someone ends up on the phone with us and they want to understand better how to make an IRA charitable qualified distribution to your organization, we've got a fact sheet that's branded to you that we're able to send out. But in the end, what we need to have too is the callers to have your voice. And so we spend a fair amount of time before we ever make the first phone call in advanced meetings, understanding you as an organization, knowing what you do as a ministry, the key programs, any key history points, and so on and so forth. So that when one of our members of our team are on the phone with their donor, they will identify themselves as calling on your behalf that they're from Barnabas, thanking them for the response and kind of then moving into the questions related to the survey and how they responded to it. But we also want to be prepared so that if they mention something about your organization, that there can be some level of conversation here. We don't desire for these calls to be these 2 or 3 minute transaction oriented calls. We want it to be conversational and relationship building wise, so that we can try to get them from just expressing a level of interest in including you in their will or making an asset-based gift to your ministry, trying to answer their high-level questions and move them to that next step. Or just gauge, you know, get an understanding of where they really at. Perhaps they're interested in a real estate gift because they have a rental property they're thinking about selling in 5 years, right? So that's where the qualification process comes in. We are making those calls. It'd be really hard to probably loop you into those calls. We do record all of them, so I'm sure we could find a way to share information on that if we ever needed to. But we do recognize the fact that we are calling on your behalf. In the end, the notes from every one of those calls and contacts, we're going to put that in and we're going to send that back to you. So you're going to know exactly what the conversation that we had, the substantive nature of it. We do make 5 attempts to reach the donors and the respondents that are into the call program. We leave messages on a few of those calls. We will send an email to them, letting them know we try to get contact with them. And so far, I think overall, we've been connecting with roughly 60%, 50 to 60% of the respondents. So we'll never reach all of them, but we are connecting with a fair number of them and had some really fantastic conversations with them along the way. How big is our call team and or the survey team? So right now, the team that's servicing this, I think we have 4 individuals, if I'm not mistaken, on our call program.
Yes.
And then myself and Steve Rotier, head of client relations, and yourself are kind of on the survey side of things, coordinating what's going on. Maya's our in-house coordinator. We are very mindful of capacity and how much we can mail. And so as this business interest grows, we will add staff as we need to. But so far, we've been able to run quite a few campaigns through the pilot without any hiccups so far. And we've been really pleased. We have one running right now that's absolutely blowing the doors off in terms of response. And so, you know, if you think about what our expectations are, if we mail a survey, we have, you know, our goal is to see at least 20% response. We've been trending between 25 and 30. Mm-hmm. On the responses. And we would hope that a near 5% or more of the mail file would end up indicating either gift intentions or gift interest. And so far we've seen in the summary statistics that I looked at, we're about 2.5% of the male file has revealed themselves as being bequest givers, gifts in a will, or beneficiary designations of IRAs or so forth. And then we've had a little more than 5% or so of people that are creating interest in something that has led to, you know, gift opportunities, both current asset-based gifts and end-of-life giving through their will. How long does the process take? We're planning starting calls about this very thing on the 1st. We're looking at identifying a donor contact now. How long? So it takes us probably about 60 days or so to get a survey actually dropped. And part of that is making sure we've got the survey customized, all the collateral material in place, and so forth. So about 60 days lead time just to get the survey dropped. And then we kind of say that the survey window, the campaign's about 90 days. Realistically, the responses come in the first 4 weeks, roughly. And then the following 3 to 4 weeks, there's a small tail that kind of continues where we get a handful of responses every week. But the vast majority are going to come in that first 4 weeks after the survey drops. And then so that kind of we kind of assume a 60-day window for people to return, and then another 30 days to kind of clean everything up, make all the final calls, and all do all that reporting. Does that sound about right in terms of the time frame?
Yeah. And the if there's a mail date, as mentioned in the question, that there's kind of a specific vision, we do our best to work within those mail dates, but just with the understanding that each aspect of this customized survey will take some time for your team, for our team. But our goal is to serve your ministry through this program. So we do have that like 30 to 60 days of getting the survey customized and ready, and then having that survey open as long as it's continuing to get those surveys in that 30 days to, again, that following few weeks where some are trickling in, to, and then to make sure that you're getting your data while you are getting it weekly to respond. We want to make sure that there is a time to get your donor's information to you so that you know the results of this survey within that 90 days to ensure that it's not data that's being sat on for too long, but that you can get that and get those communications going as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Great. And just a reminder, anybody who does have a question, feel free to put it in the Q&A portion there and it'll pop up on our screen here. We've had a few so far already and that's been fantastic. Thank you so much. A couple of things to keep in mind as you're thinking about doing a survey like this, we do have some prerequisites that we think you should have in place. First and foremost, you need to have some collateral material related to planned giving. And some of that includes a basic brochure. It includes some other topical content related to different ways to give. We want this to be available to our callers so that they can send that out. So if they're on the phone with someone and perhaps we've had this happen, they answer the survey and they mention the fact they're already got their will moving along and they're seeing an attorney and they have an appointment with them next week. Can you just send me the language that I need in order to be able to include this ministry in my will? Yes, I can. Here's a sheet. What's your email address? Can I email this to you? So we want to be able to respond immediately with requests for information. And so far, we've mailed out hundreds and hundreds of pieces, but these pieces need to be branded to you. Right? These need to be customized and look like you and your organization. We don't want this to be Barnabas-based material. So we need to have those basic kind of brochures in place. Ideally, you should have a legacy society, and at a minimum, you should have a plan for legacy society treatment, meaning you're marking off and flagging your donors that are have indicated an intention to make a gift in their will or a beneficiary of some device at the end of their life, and that you have a plan in place for how you're going to shepherd those folks along. If you have questions on that, we have a Legacy Society guidebook on the Member Center. If you're having trouble, find us, reach out to myself or Linnell. We'll make sure that you get it. Or if you'd like to just talk about your Legacy Society that you have, your treatment, and would like to compare it to best ideas that we've seen around the country, we're happy to have that conversation. But you really should have that in place as well, or some plan of treatment. Last thing we want to do is identify a bunch of giving donors that plan on making a gift in their will to your ministry, and then you not really be able to do anything with that to shepherd that gift along, because keep in mind, you may be still looking at 10, 15, 20, 25 years before that gift may be rematerialized. And so we want to make sure that you have a plan in place that you can shepherd those folks and steward those relationships. And lastly, you should make sure you have some plan giving information on their website, because that will be another source of pointing that we will send people to based on the calls related to the topic of interest, we may point them to your website. So we make sure that there's some plan giving information there. And again, we can help you with guiding what kind of content we think you should have on your website if you need help with that. So that's the program in a nutshell. It really is. It's a survey with a goal to get people to raise their hand and say, I've done so, or I'm interested in doing so. And then providing an additional resource of a call program that would allow you to qualify those folks out so that in the end, we can bring back to you out of those 60 or 70 leads, those 10 people that perhaps you need to be shepherding seriously over the next 6 to 12 months. And this other 40 or 50 people that you should keep on your radar screen and be talking to, but they may be something that's an opportunity that's a year or 2 or 3 years out. But again, it's all about revealing those leads and qualifying those leads. We see our opportunity here to be able to provide this resource as a resource across our membership to where you can leverage our infrastructure to be able to do this at a more cost efficient way than doing it yourself. And our cost estimate, if you wanted to do a 1,000-piece mailing, is $18,000 to get the program up and running and launched and mailed, the first round mailed. Follow-on mailings after that would be a little cheaper, as some of the upfront costs would already been absorbed, including creating the survey in our software platform, creating the call scripting, and so on and so forth. If you have a program that would look at mailing something larger than that, we should talk and we can build a custom quote, given the fact that we do get some, you know, price advantages of printing larger quantities and mailing larger quantities, since we would work that into that. But if you're interested, we'd love to talk to you. This is a new program that we've seen really phenomenal success with so far. And we've seen surveys work in a multitude of ways and times in the past with through other organizations and through Jim's experience at World Vision. And we'd love to see, you know, you all benefit from the same thing here and uncover some great opportunities out of your donor base for both legacy giving and current asset-based giving. So Maya, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah,
appreciate you coming on board. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to me. You contact me here at Barnabas Foundation at our main line, or email me at knoll@barnabasfoundation.com, and I'd be happy to talk to you about it. Until next month when we see you again, take care. God bless.
Thank you for listening. This has been a members-only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation. Learn more about the variety of resources, tools, and training available to you by logging into the Member Center at www.barnabasfoundation.com.